Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Yowza, yowza, yowza. Troubled times, and people want to have their panties in a wad over anything. Got a phone call today from, we'll just call her a woman, who said, "How can you possibly play Janie's Got a Gun? Don't you think you, well, how could you be so insensitive?" Well, you know, what do you say to that? Other than, you know, get a grip. It's a song. It's about an incident. Steven Tyler, who wrote the song because of that song, has created an institute to help abused women. So every time it gets played, Steven gets money, and money goes to help girls who are abused. But what are you calling me for? What are you calling me for? Just shut up. Call your congressman or something. "Oh, I'm offended. Janie's Got a Gun. How could you do that?" I don't care. Just shut up. Leave me alone. Middlesex Hospital. Have you heard the story about the guy who actually drove his car into the emergency room at Middlesex Hospital? While he was there, he had a piece of technology with him. The crazies always have the technology. And he was explaining that he was Jesus Christ, and he was sent to expose Trump as the Antichrist, and that Trump was involved in the Illuminati, and "I'm going to come into your headquarters right now." And then he crashed his car into an emergency room. And then he set himself on fire. And, of course, everybody, you know, hustled to try and, you know, put him out. I would have went and got some marshmallows and a stick, maybe some hot dogs, too. But, no, they, you know, tried to save his life. This guy had been violent since he was 14. In November of 2016, he was convicted of first-degree strangulation of a woman he just saw on the street and felt that she needed a punishment and needed to repent because she was a whore. Unbelievable. And the really crazy is always, you know, bring religion into it. So, I just don't understand how these people are allowed to run free. Why did they close the psychiatric hospitals? Why did they do that? There are people, actually, probably in your life, people who should probably be taken off the street because they're eventually going to harm themselves or someone else, like this little jug-eared bastard down in Florida. How many times did the police come there? But he hadn't broken any laws. And so we must therefore make sure his rights are not trampled. Never forget that 80% of all lawyers live in the United States and work in the United States. So they are always busting their ass to get a new client. So those are the two things that really just kind of pissed me off today. The third, I'm still trying to figure it out. Are you seeing these bumper stickers? I'm seeing more and more of them that say, no farm, no food. Now, are you for something? Are you against something? Do you not like farms? Do you not like food? Do you not want either? I don't understand what you're talking about. Get a better bumper sticker. And it's the last weekend of February. We got two big, big items this weekend. The return of The Walking Dead, yes. Oh, are you still watching that? Yes, I'm still watching that. We're going to lose Carl. It's an 80-minute episode. But I'm going to have to work on a DVR, too, because it's season 3 of Ash versus The Walking Dead with my close personal friend, Bruce Campbell. So I've got a great weekend lined up. I have, I stay home a lot because I got the little foster girl. And I haven't even seen Star Wars yet. But I can tell you every damn thing that's happened on Daniel Tiger's Neighborhood. Oh, please. I know all the songs by heart. You know what I'm talking about. And that's why the weekend is so important to me. And I hope it's important to you so that you can pig out, pork out, freak out, do no harm, and hang out with your friends and your family. Because that's what's going to keep you sane. Being involved in all of this is not. Your friends and your family will keep you sane. Unless they're in-laws, but we'll go on that on another time. Let's do it. Let's make this weekend happen. Let's get on this weekend like drag queens at a wig sale. Because you've gotta. Gotta, won't you be my neighbor? Wee!